Come, and you will see. With these words, Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Word incarnate, is inviting his first disciples to follow him. And as we return now to ordinary time, at least for a very brief period, for about a month or so, till we enter into Lent, the Lord is also inviting us to come and see. And so a little bit later, I'll talk about how he might be inviting us to do that in a practical way. But first, let's focus on what Jesus is asking his disciples to do. What is he asking them to come and see? Well, if we back up just for a second, when he asks them, "What are you looking for?" Notice that they respond, "Rabbi," which is the Hebrew word for teacher. Notice that they say a person. They don't say a thing. They don't say a philosophical idea. They say a person. They say rabbi. And then they ask him, "Where are you staying?" And that's when Jesus at that moment says, "Come and see." And the reason that this encounter is so significant is because in the ancient Jewish world, a man would decide that he wanted to follow a rabbi. It was much more than just teaching them lessons in a classroom. But that man would follow him. He would walk with him. He would be with him. He would imitate that rabbi. He would learn from him. And the hope would be that that student would then pass on that information, what he learned from that rabbi, to future generations who would follow that student as well. And so what Jesus is asking them to do is to come and walk with him, to learn from him, who is God incarnate. He will teach them the ways of holiness if they imitate him. And as Catholics, we are called to follow Jesus, to walk with him at every step of our journey. All we have to do is have an open heart so we can learn how to hear the Lord's voice, which is what Eli tells Samuel in our first reading. Samuel hears the Lord's voice in a dream, but he just doesn't understand that it's the Lord's voice. And so when he goes, and so when Eli then tells Samuel to respond, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And at that moment, Samuel has an open heart to be able to be disposed to listen to the Lord. The disciples also have an open heart to be dispensed to listen to the Lord. And we are also called to have that same open heart. We are invited to come and see. So what are we being invited to come and see? Well, at the beginning of Holy Mass, we just saw our catechumens and candidates, along with their sponsors, take a very significant step on that conversion journey by accepting that they will follow Jesus, that they want to receive all the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, and First Holy Communion, and be in full communion with the Holy Catholic Church. They have said yes, that they want to follow Jesus more and more, to come and see what he is inviting them to in the sacramental life. And I encourage all of you, candidates and catechumens, who just took these next steps, to continue to listen to the Lord in that invitation. As you move on the next steps in the next few months on your journey at Easter, to be able to receive your sacraments, see what the Lord is inviting you to. Listen to his voice. Now, for everyone else gathered here, what are you being invited to? Well, there are a couple of diocese and parish programs to consider, both of which I'll speak more about at the end of Mass, but I want to introduce them here. So first is a call for young people. It's possible that the Lord might be inviting you to answer the call to be a priest, if you're a man, or a religious sister, if you're a woman. And what a beautiful call that can be. What an amazing journey the Lord is leading us on. And sometimes that invitation comes through people who we know, who have confidence to call us to that vocation, to say, "I think you might make a good priest or a good religious sister. You have the qualities to be able to do this." So next Sunday, the parish will have a chance to do just that, to prayerfully nominate those who you think might have a call to a priestly or religious vocation. Now, if you're a young person who might be listening to this, that can sound scary or affirming, depending on your personality. But I just encourage you to listen to the Lord, to trust the Lord and his loving plan for your life. Just because you get nominated doesn't mean you have to go do it, or it doesn't mean that you will become a priest or a religious sister, but just that you have the open qualities that might make a good person in those areas, and just continue to listen and follow the Lord. Second is that all of you are invited to experience Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Now, of course, we do this at every Mass we attend on Sunday, but the Lord invites us to go deeper, to be able to unpack the graces that we receive in that sacrament. And sadly, according to survey research, there are many Catholics who don't believe that Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. And so to help foster a further devotion to that, the U.S. bishops have began a Eucharistic revival that will last 3 years. We're actually in the second year of that revival, which is the year of the parish. And so as part of that, the cathedral will do a couple of different things to help foster that devotion. The first is once a month, at the end of all the Masses, there will be Eucharistic adoration for just a very brief period, no more than maybe 10 or 15 minutes or so, just to be able to allow for us to experience what the Lord might be inviting us to. And the second is to accompany that during those same weeks, there will be a small group study session that you can sign up for to learn more about the Holy Eucharist, to be able to deepen your faith in this wonderful sacrament. Again, both of those things will occur monthly. And so I ask you, how is the Lord inviting you as we continue the celebration of the Holy Eucharist to come and see?